The next production coming up with Baltimore Concert Opera is Jules Massenet's Werther, and this is inspired by Goethe's famous novel, The Sorrows of Young Werther. It's always such a pleasure to welcome the managing director, Courtney Kulbecker. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much, dear.
So Massenet has the reputation of being a composer who really explores the depths of women, whether it's Manon or Thaïs, there are just so many of them. How interesting the way he also delved into the emotionality of a man in this particular opera.
Absolutely. You know, in this story, which is exploring this ill-timed love between Werther and Charlotte, it's amazing what he does to tease out this emotion. And we have beautiful arias that lay it all out for us. And his music really elucidates all of that. And you can just bask in all of it. It's amazing.
So it's not a work that is done that often. So although True. The arias are well known, how is the work in its entirety to hear it in its complete form?
It's quite interesting. You know, it's bookended on either side by these children's chorus pieces. These children come in and they're preparing for Christmas carols, and at the end they're singing those same Christmas carols. And at Baltimore Concert Opera, we're very lucky to be collaborating with the Children's Chorus of Maryland for this production. And so the structure is quite interesting. You have these bookends. Massenet fills the score with these beautiful duets, and then these pauses for these arias where you really explore these heart-wrenching moments.
So who are your singers?
Our tenor playing the title role of Werther is Brian Chaney, and this voice is fantastic. A true lyric tenor, a protege of Jerry Hadley, who has sung all over, including solo recitals at Carnegie Hall. We are so thrilled to have him join us. And he'll be joined by our Charlotte, played by Crystal E. Williams. And this voice is just delicious. A true, warm mezzo-soprano who studied at the Academy of Vocal Arts, Yale, and has been singing all over the world, including the English National Opera and Washington National. And we're thrilled that she is joining us for this role that really defines the mezzo-soprano voice. It's just spectacular to hear her sing this.
Is this the first time that Rochelle Yonk is working with Baltimore Concert Opera?
Absolutely. Actually, this is our first woman conductor, which I'm thrilled about, and especially happy to be welcoming Rochelle Yonk, a top operatic coach pianist in New York City, will be joining us here in Baltimore, and we couldn't be more happy. She will not only be conducting, but she will also be playing the piano at the same time, accompanying these singers and leading the performance. And we are so very happy to have her with us.
That's a really interesting treatment. So although this is a deeply romantic opera, that's almost looking back to the sort of classical style of presenting opera, isn't it?
It is. It is, in a sense. And we thought we'd take advantage of that to sort of unify everything with such an intimate scale that we have. Then she can truly lead the performance, and she is very much looking forward to this, and so we're thrilled to have her.
We're thrilled to look forward to Massenet's Werther. This is the next offering from Baltimore Concert Opera on Friday, November the 10th at 7:30 and Sunday the 12th at 3 p.m. at the Engineers Club at Mount Vernon Place. The web address is baltimoreconcertopera.com. Always a pleasure to speak to the managing director, Courtney Kulbecker. Thanks as always.
Thank you so very much.